Two local journalists say daily reports and violent stories have taken a toll on their personal well-being. They've been speaking about how their coverage of disturbing and distressing reports in and around KZN has affected them. As part of Newswatch's special focus on the 16 Days of Activism campaign, I sat down with two reporters at the coalface of telling tough stories. Whether it's from the scenes of harrowing crimes or walking vicariously in the shoes of victims, reporting on everyday violence can be traumatizing.
We deal with death and tragedy and all sorts of graphic stories, things that we can never be prepared enough for, no matter how many times we do it. What makes it particularly hard, though, is when we're dealing with stories of death and injury and pain in relation to women and children. That never gets easier.
It's never easy walking into a room where a child was raped more than 900 times, or to a scene where a woman and her two daughters were murdered. Award-winning ENCA reporter Desan Thatia counts it a privilege to tell these stories and raise awareness about gender-based violence. He discusses the lingering effects of reporting on those difficult stories.
To not carry that pain with you when you leave. I honestly believe that not enough journalists talk about what they go through. We talk among ourselves, but we take it as normal in that we are meant to be doing this and we meant to be absorbing everything that we see around us.
Newswatch's Dineo Mpahlele feels she has to muster the courage to constantly be the bearer of bad news.
Have to compose yourself. But it does hit you later. It does hit you later because it doesn't go away. It sits at the back of your mind. And often you're not even sure when it's going to happen, but it will happen. Sometimes you're sitting at home 2 days after the fact, and then it will hit you. It will come to you.
This is a special focus for the 16 Days of Activism campaign. Amira Naika for the Newswatch team.